It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. A few years ago, Delaney Rustin's 12-year-old daughter, Tessa, said she wanted a smartphone. Tessa already had a flip phone. She wanted something newer and cooler. Rustin wanted to know what boundaries to set around smartphone use, and she wanted to know how parents get their teenagers to respect those boundaries. And her search for answers turned into a documentary called Screenagers. I asked her, isn't making a documentary sort of an extreme way to answer a parenting question?
Well, I've been making documentaries for a long time, actually about mental health issues. And I started recognizing that we were having mental health issues in our house with a lot of tension and anxiety around my daughter who wanted more and more social media and my son who wanted more video games. And as a doctor, I was thinking about the impact of all this screen time on kids everywhere. So I decided to start making a film about it and in particular to start looking for solutions of helping kids find balance.
You're a doctor yourself, mm-hmm. So you know everything, right? Like you've got your smarty pants
yes.
parent.
Oh, right. I know everything. Are you kidding? I was struggling as much as any parent I have met, if not more.
What did you learn about gadgets and kids that you didn't know?
Oh, all of this I didn't know. Before I was feeling, when I started this film project and as a parent, there was so much I didn't know. And you know what was so interesting? I started talking to parents and we were all like struggling. Everyone would tell me, I'm having this problem or that problem. And then I'd say, okay, well, will you be in my documentary? Can I just bring my camera and film? And of course, I didn't know this, but they all said no. And I realized how personal parenting is, that we can talk about kind of our struggles, but when it comes to like saying what our solutions are, we get embarrassed, I think, because we're worried we're going to be judged that we're too strict, not strict enough. So people are really hungry for this information.
In order to tell my kids to limit their phone use, mm-hmm. don't I have to limit my phone use around them?
I think it's really important, of course.
Even though, of course, all my phone uses are highly important. And critical.
Exactly. Well, let's step back. I mean, a way that a family can address this is first and foremost having weekly discussions. No longer to have these reactive in the moment fighting, but to have, we call them Tech Talk Tuesdays, just once a week, a short amount of time talking about why tech is fun, but also where we should have limits. And from there, then making a family agreement. And I think for parents, in terms of rules and setting, you know, finding times that tech should be off. And so that might be for many families like our own, not after bedtime to have it in the room or not to use it in the car so you can have conversations in the car or to put it away, the phone, while you're doing homework and just have tech breaks where you go and check it. Whatever those rules might be, it's also important as parents to, yes, to model, but also to say what we're struggling with. Because I think as parents, we also have times when we don't want to be on our devices. And when we share that with kids and we're not insecure about, hey, I'm trying to do better on this too, then the conversation becomes much more productive and inclusive as a group.
It sounds great. You've got it. It sounds fully formed from you. Sign a contract with your child. I mean, if you haven't done that, you might be pessimistic about this. How do I get this thing going from zero?
Well, first of all, I want to backtrack and say I'm still struggling with my daughter.
Okay.
It particularly a 14-year-old girl who would love to have her phone 24/7. We still talk about it and we still have tension-filled moments. Absolutely. Starting from zero, I think the first kind of conversation is really just an intake. How is technology working in everyone in the family's life? How much time are they on certain things? And how much time are they doing on other activities? Because that's really what when you get to a healthy amount of screen time, that's how you do it, is to figure out, are you doing any chores? Are you doing sports? And it's kind of shocking when you tally it up for a week. I think what was really heartbreaking for me is to see so many siblings tell me how they don't talk to their sibling anymore. One said, the only time I talk to my brother is when I knock on the door and say, when are you going to be out of the bathroom?
Yeah.
So the downside of not having these conversations and making it work in a more balanced way in our home is huge.
I'm interested in how you are releasing this film. You don't just want people to go out and sit in the theater or go to a film festival. Mm-hmm. You're licensing this movie for use in community settings. What's that about?
I really believe in the power of film to make social change. That's why I started it. And in all my documentaries, it's been about advocacy, making things better. And I think that screen time right now in our society is an issue all across the spectrum of where kids are spending time, whether that's in a church setting, whether it's at their school, whether it's at their home. Everywhere we're struggling with this. And I really wanted the film to be an instrument to bring all of these stakeholders together in community settings so that we can have the kind of discussions that's going to create, for example, healthy policies in school about tech time, healthy policies in our home. We can only do that if we take these tension-filled interactions we're having in schools and home out of the silos that they've been traditionally happening.
On KUOW Seattle, that is filmmaker and Dr. Delaney Rustin. She produced the movie Screenagers, directed it, put it together, and you can find some examples of smartphone contracts that other families have created at her documentary's website.